USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple locations are reporting injuries as tornadoes rip through the South. The Calhoun County, Alabama Emergency Management Office says at least 5 people have been killed in Ohatchee. In Pelham, Alabama, there's reports of heavy damage.
We've got trees and power lines down. It is essential, please, stay off the road so first responders can get in here to help these people.
Public Information Officer Ainsley Allison. Governor Kay Ivey offered condolences to all of those impacted by the storm. The National Weather Service has tornado watches and warnings in effect. During a news conference, President Biden discussed the surge of migrants at the border. He said he's made arrangements to help more children.
Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available. 5,000 beds in the Texas border.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
NASA says it's not aliens. People across the Pacific Northwest are reporting a bright light in the sky that shattered into multiple pieces before fading out. At around 9 p.m. Pacific time, multiple people recorded what seemed to be a meteor breaking up in the skies over Oregon. Witnesses say the light was very bright before it exploded. Video shows an amazing light show lasting almost a minute long as the pieces slowly break apart. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell says the Falcon 9 second stage from the March 4 Starlink launch failed to make a deorbit burn and re-entered after 22 days in orbit. He said the re-entry was observed from Seattle all the way through to Northern California. McDowell also said the deployment rods from the Falcon 9 should be down sometime next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An Illinois man is looking to break the world's record for the most push-ups on Saturday. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
George Hood is no stranger to world records. The 63-year-old retired Marine holds about a half dozen other fitness records, including longest plank and longest time doing stationary cycling. On Saturday, he will host an outdoor event in Boca Raton, Florida, not only to attempt the record, but raise money for the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. The record he's trying to break is 2,919. Hood will need to average roughly 50 push-ups per hour to achieve the record. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles police came across some trouble as they tried to clear out a homeless camp. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. 2 unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.